Blog Talk Radio.
In my life, I've seen it all, and now it's time for me to pass on this knowledge to you, all my sisters, my troubled sisters. This is my gift to you.
Been many days, couldn't take the pain that I could take. The young sister say, see I'm crying now, my bill of doubt, running in the free, so self-esteem, thinking that used to be me, what a shame.
And life as a mother, it's hard to sit back and see the same thing that happened to me, happened to you.
Tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It is Women's to Women's Wednesday, and we definitely getting it in. Today is January. Excuse me. I'm looking forward to February because my birthday coming. So today is January the 6th, 2011. We in the new year. Woman to Woman is broadcasting live right now on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. And I done stepped the game up and brought it to the video aspect of things. So if you want to see the queen doing her thing live on video, you can go to my Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryK. And you will see the link there. I posted it right now. right there. So Woman to Woman Wednesdays, we getting in it today. We're going to definitely, this is a show where it's all divas doing all things. From diva to mommy to diva, we talk about everything. And we got some hot topics today. We definitely going to get it in. Oh, we got a special guest coming, so y'all stay tuned. I'm going to save it. We got a special guest coming in to talk to us about purpose on life. That's the most thing, is purpose on life. Woman to Woman Wednesdays is all about keeping God first, family second, and career third. And this is how we getting it in. We got some hot music coming. I'm so glad that y'all here on Woman to Woman Wednesdays, because we're going to get it in. Now, before I go any deeper into the show, the first thing I have to say is, Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for continuing to bless me, bless the people around me, bless my show, airing 6 days a week. And still me working, being a mommy, and doing what I do, I'm still able to do everything all at once and keep God first, family second, career third. So we got to give a big shout out to God. We got to give much love to the Lord and keep him first. And a big round of applause for him right now. And for all you people that's tuned in on Diva Spot TV right now, if you want to hear the audio, call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's right there in the chat. You can look at there, call that number up, and you can hear me live doing my thing right here on Diva Spot TV and on Diva Spot Radio. We're about to get into it today, y'all. Today's topic that we're talking about is paying homage to the Queen Diva, Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin is dying, y'all, and she has cancer, and I've been knew this, and I've been found out, and I took the time out to pick up the National Enquirer today, and it was saying how she collapsed, but I wanted to bring that to y'all today because it's so important that we remember how sweet the smell is. When we keep God in the atmosphere of everything that we do. Aretha Franklin, I know we can all touch and agree that she was definitely a diva. She was definitely a woman of God, and she definitely put God first. But she is ill, and you know we have to keep praying for her. Let's pray for her recovery. Let's pray that Aretha Franklin gonna make it back, and you know, and that she's gonna be right in the place, and God give her even more time to be here. And it saddens my heart to hear that Aretha is sick and that she has cancer, and it may be a possibility that she can be passing soon. And they were saying that she had about 6 to 8 months to live, and that's because of the weight. So, you know, big shout out to Aretha Franklin. I hope everything works out well. And while my heart is so, you know, whole for her, because she has a beautiful voice, and she has been a forefronter for the divas out here. You know, she has constantly reinvented herself over and over and over again. And that's so important for us as women to keep God first, family second, and career third, and to take care of our bodies, y'all. Take care of our health. Because you don't want to get to the point that you got, you know, basically 6 to 8 months to live because of the weight. And you can't fight cancer. And a lot of us black women, you know, we are prone to the cancer disease. That's why it's so important for you to go to the hospital, go to your doctor, check up, and eat regular, eat healthy. It's so, so important. I got to give big shouts out. Big shouts out to Miss Pretty BG. She is getting her Mary Kay business rocking, and we're going to have Mary Kay Madness on the show as well. Shout out to Cleveland Diva. Oh, wow. Shout out to BB Goldie Key. I got some heavy hitters that I'm rocking with y'all, and it's just a blessing for me to be here right now. But Aretha Franklin is passing on. I'm going to come back and touch more on that subject after this hot music. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can come on a live chat with me in a chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And once you get there, you're going to see the button right there for you to click on a live chat. So let's get into this music. We got some hip hop queens right here. Salt and Pepper, None of Your Business.
What's the matter with your life? Why you gotta mess with mine? Don't keep sweating what I do, cause I'm gonna be just fine. Check it out. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, nothing to do, then worry about my friends. Take it.
I can't do nothing, girl, without somebody bugging. I used to think that it was me, but now I see it wasn't. They told me to change and call me names, and so I popped one. Opinions are like assholes, and everybody's got one. I never poke my nose where I'm not supposed to. Believe me, if it's something bad I want, I'm stepping closer. I'm not one for playing high pole like the Hossa Diddy 90210 type of hoe. I treat a man like he treats me. The difference between a hooker and a hoe ain't nothing but a feet. So hold your tongue tightly. You're popping all that mess only to stress and to spike me. And you can get with that or you can get with this, but I don't give a shit, cause really it's none of your business.
1993, S&P, packing and macking, bamboozling and smacking suckers with this track and throw the beat back in.
If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight,
it's none of your business.
And if she wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend,
it's none of your business.
Now you shouldn't even get into who I'm giving skin.
To break before you understand that your double standards don't mean shit to me. I know exactly what you say when I turn and walk away, but that's okay cause I don't let it get to me. Now every move I make, somebody's clocking, so ask me nothing, will you just leave me alone? Never mind who's the guy that I took home to bone.
Okay, Miss Thing, never giving up skins. If you don't like him or his friends, what about that Benz? Your pet pep's got an ill rep with all that macaroni trap for rap, you better step. Used to be played like I'm innocent, trick deck of cards. No, I ain't hard like the bitches on a boulevard. My face ain't scarred and I don't dance in bars. You can call me a tramp if you want to, but I remember the punk who just humped and dumped you. Or you can front if you have to, but everybody gets horny just like you. So, yo, so, yo, ho, check it, double deck it, on a regular butt naked. Pep ass disrespected, miss, but it's none of your business.
Business.
If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, there's only one true judge and that's God. So chill and let my father do his job.
The Salt and Pepper's got it swinging again. The Salt and Pepper's got it swinging again. The Salt and Pepper's got it swinging again. The Salt and Pepper's got it swinging again.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. That was Salt and Pepper with None of Your Business. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let me know what's none of somebody else's business, because everybody all up in your business. We're talking about the hot topic today of people being in everybody's business. And it's Women's to Women's Wednesdays, and we definitely get in it. It's all about Diva support and a whole lot of fun. This is where all my queens can come, and we can kick it, and we can talk about anything and get in it in. But the National Enquirer said it is some of our business, and we definitely want to know what's going on. I'm paying homage right now. It says National Enquirer here. It says Aretha Franklin, after losing 80 pounds, it says the minister called in as she faces the end. Oh, man, I know God is a good God, and he's always going to continue to bless her. And maybe I'm in denial. I don't want to believe that Aretha Franklin is dying, because she is a diva and I have so much respect for her. But then at the same token, like, you know, and it goes back to what I was saying before about our health, ladies. our health, keeping God first, family second, career third. And we don't necessarily die from being overweight. Our bodies are not necessarily targeted and damaged by being overweight. It's that stress. It's that mental situation. You know, I was reading on my Facebook page today, and it was saying, you know, don't blame the gangs that our kids is lost in these streets or they're getting with these gangs. Blame the fathers that's not in the home to show them the way. Now, I agree, and I disagree with that. You know, I do agree to the, you know, as far as with the gangs. I mean, come on now. Anybody that is joining the gang is part of the gang because they have lost something or they don't have a male figure there for them. They don't have a mother figure there for them. And they have adopted these people or their homies and their homegirls as their family. Like, this is my family. They show me love. They take care of me. And if I'm getting down. But then, on the other hand, it is very true that a lot of the fathers are not in the home. And 45% are of the fathers that's not in the home is because of the relationship with the child's mother. And that's why I love Woman to Woman's Wednesday, because I want to talk to my divas right now about communication. In spite of how you feel, baby daddy drama, in spite of how you feel that he's not providing financially for the child, or he's not been there and such and such and such, I have to talk to my queens right now. It's Woman to Woman Wednesdays. Our kids are getting lost in these streets because there is not two parents in the home. Now, before we go pointing the fingers at the child's fathers and all this good stuff, we have to point the finger at us, because you made a decision to get with that man. You made a decision to lay down with that man. You made a decision to let that man and have unprotected sex with that man and get pregnant by him and have the baby. Now, for FYIs, for the divas out there that don't know, there is no stash box where the semen goes and you won't get pregnant. We don't have an emergency box. What do you think is going to happen if you have an unprotected sex with this man? How could you have unprotected sex with a man that, first of all, you really don't know? You don't know his status. You don't know his past history. And not for nothing, you're not married. See, I can't really put all the blames on the gangs that our kids are going out in these streets, because the gang is a family. They may have a negative approach to things and a negative way to looking out and taking care of one of each other, and 9 times out of 10 end up killing one another. But we cannot blame the streets because our kids is lost, because it starts within the home. If you with your boyfriend right now or with your man right now, y'all need to be thinking towards the future. If you can lay down and have unprotected sex with me, I can be your husband or I can be your wife. And men, y'all got to step up too. Is you in this for the long haul? Because if you're not in it for the long haul, why am I letting you splash all in my tomb? Why? I definitely want to get your opinion on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. But we can't blame the gangs that our kids is getting lost out here. We have to look within the home. And even if you don't have the father figure there and he's in and out of jail or he passed or y'all done fell out or whatever the case may be, you know, you want to do your best to provide a positive environment for the child. Shout out to the 585-973-908-216. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Woman to Woman Wednesday, y'all. We getting it in. And what I'm talking about on today, I got a message on Facebook. And it was saying, you know, we can't always blame the gangs when our kids get lost in the streets. We need to blame these fathers that's not in the home to show them the way. And I want y'all opinion on that. If you're on the line right now, press the 1 button so I can open you up. But I agree and I disagree with that. And I'm going to tell y'all why I agree with it. I do agree, because if you're in a home and if you can have children by a man, or if you can get a woman impregnated, you should be in it for the long haul. I know things change, stuff happen, but let's talk about marriage before we talk about love making. Let's talk about being here, because I can get pregnant by you right now. We break up. Then it's now with baby mama, baby father drama. And now we ain't beef with each other no more. And my attitude is funky to you. or your attitude is funky to me, and the child is being left out. The child is suffering, and they seeing that they really not getting no time, they not getting that mother or that father time. And then they end up going into the streets, to the gang, to their friends, to their homies. This is my family right here. These are the ones that show me love. These are the ones that, you know, go out with me and show me things, and we break bread together. And a lot of times, mama all in the house with a funky attitude because she mad because he ain't pay his child support or bring no money for this child. He ain't give you no money when he was smashing you. Why do he have to give you money now? But it's that time, y'all. I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, Diva Mary Kay is not saying that the kids don't need financial help and support. They do. But I don't understand, like, when you lay down, when y'all two lay down and had that baby and make love, the white man wasn't nowhere near y'all. But after you break up and y'all can't communicate and get it together, you run to the white man and now you putting him on child support. Now he don't want to pay child support because he got an attitude because you put him on child support. And he's so simple. I ain't paying child support. Now he got a warrant out for his arrest. Now he can't get a job because for some reason a black man is just afraid of the law, like to the third degree. But then they run and make the situation worse. They running away from you and the law to another state. And they end up getting with another chick. And now she playing hubby and daddy to her kids. How does that make sense to you? Even if all the ladies out there that's not in a relationship with their child's father, if he wasn't beating on you, beating your kids, stealing from your kids, and being disrespectful to you, you should step your game up and try to communicate with that man. Because there's a lot of women out here that don't have their child's fathers because their child's fathers are dead. They've been killed in the street. They was killed by a freak accident. And I have to tell y'all why I feel so strong about this. And because my son's father died. My son's father drowned right in front of me and my son at 1.5 on a family trip. And we had our spats. We went through. But even so, if we had an argument, I can say out of 3 years, we had one big argument where he left the house. But we talked that night. He came back the next day, watched his son while I went to work. And when I came home, I fixed him a plate, and he left and went to his man's house where he was staying at the time before he got his apartment. We still communicated. I want your opinion on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesdays, and we definitely getting it in. Real talk, real divas all the time. Let's go to the hotline and get some love right now. 585-203, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, Miss Diva, it's Crystal from Rochester, New York. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Crystal, what's going on? Welcome to the show, and round of applause for you, man. Let me get it in right now. I'm so glad that you're here to give your opinion and put your two cents in, man.
Yeah, I want to say about the comment with the kids, you know, in my opinion, one of the vital things is communication with your children. Yeah. I'm in a situation where I got two, you know, by different fathers, and they're not around. They haven't been. One's in a different state, one's in the same state in a different city.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got kids coming from all different types of homes, where there's money, where there's no money, where there's single parents, where there's both parents, and, you know, things can go wrong. I think one of the vital things is communication. I try and communicate frequently with my kids. You know, I talk to them, and I make it age appropriate for them. But, you know, that's how you can really get to know and affect that influence that they get in the street. You know, talk to them, see what they're into, see who they're around, you know, and try and guide them and spend that time with them, whether it is just you, whether it's you and their father, whether it's you and another father figure, whether it's the person you're with at the time, an uncle, a grandfather. You know, there's different ways to have male figures around that are influential that aren't their actual biological father. Or same thing if it's a father with their kids and the mother isn't around, because you have times where the mother isn't acting right or doing right.
True.
So you can't even necessarily, in my opinion, blame it on the father not being in the home or not being around, because it's all in how you talk to them, it's all in how you deal with them, it's all in the time you spend. You know, take them places. Let them see different things. Let them see that there's different sides. You know, if you live in a hood, you know, take them to museums.
Yeah.
Take them to the park. Take them to the zoo. You know, let them get those other activities and stuff around so that they can see there are different ways and better ways. And when they're in those situations, because you can't be around your kids at all times.
Nope.
So when they're not around you, you know, you got to try and let them have in their mind the way that they need to act in those situations and make the better decisions versus the wrong ones. You know, with the fight breakout, most of the time you see kids running to the fight. Then everybody who's around there, they either get pepper sprayed or they get caught up in the fight and they're fighting too where they can get arrested.
That's
but
right.
If you let your child know, okay, if you see a fight breakout, step away, then they're not going to be caught up in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's,
you know, the vital thing is communication.
And you're definitely right about that, Crystal. Communication is very, very important. And a lot of us, and sometimes, and I went through the stress phase. After my son's father died, I was so stressful. Like, I was constantly trying to make up for his father not being there. And it was stressing me, and I was depressed. I was sheltering my son and just being with him and having him with me and protecting him all the time. And then when I did start to get back into dating, I really didn't think about it. I was getting into dating because I was lonely. It wasn't because, you know, at the time I wanted a man. Let's get honest, ladies. I was feeling some type of way and I needed somebody to hold me. I missed that man in the house. But instead of
this
man, I end up getting another boy that I was taking care of. His father hadn't been there. You know, he hadn't had any really no guidance.
And a lot of times women will make.
Yeah, we will enable these men out here. But, you know, I definitely say to that we will enable these men because they come in and we're not making decisions. We making our own selfish decision when we get into a relationship with the man. It was this, speaking of a wrong decision, and it's 502, I'm going to get to you. But it was this young lady, her and her baby father broke up, you know, and she ended up getting with another guy, not knowing his background or whatever the case may be. He ended up putting her five-month-old baby in boiling water.
Oh.
Boiling water. The baby suffered for 5 weeks and died. And then when the police caught him and arrested him, it was brought out that he had a really bad background, a really bad violent history. You know, it's Woman to Woman's Wednesday. That's why I do this show so we can talk. Add your two cents in. You know, if you're going through something with your baby father or a breakup, after you break up, you need at least 60 to 90 days to get your damn mind together. Take it to the Lord. Because if you don't, you're going to end up jumping to the next man that was like the old man that you was with. And then after the three wrong decisions that you made, now you want to say all men ain't nothing.
That's true. And loneliness will cause women to make a lot of vital mistakes, you know, because they want that connection, you know, because sex is not about sex, because as women, as men, you can get sex anywhere. It's
anywhere.
Out there. It's everywhere, you know, just like all the diseases are out there and everywhere. But that loneliness, especially at night when the kids are in bed, I know how that is, you know, and you be feeling like, okay, you want somebody there with you. You want somebody next to you, you know, and a lot of times looking for that, you will get somebody who you shouldn't be around and, you know, who you end up having to support completely and, you know, it ends up being a bad connection for you and your kids.
And even with that, you start to neglect your kids for this man's attention. I want to get somebody else's opinion on this. Crystal, I'm going to leave you open on the line. I'm going to go to the hotline because it's lighting up. 502-541, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Welcome. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, this is Terry Clay from Atlanta.
Terry Clay, what's going on? This is
how
my,
you doing?
I was
listening to your topic, and, you know, a lot of times if we keep attracting the same type of guys, it was something that you said that made me think that a lot of times when I was in relationships, when I was still having bad relationships, it was me that was the common denominator in those relationships, and it was because I kept on allowing certain type of folks to come in my life. And until I changed me and stopped allowing folks that wasn't treating me worthy of who I really was, that's when I stopped. Actually, I stopped dating as much anyway, because then when you're not as easy to get, you know, a lot of men are getting it easy now because you're too much work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to change yourself in order to start attracting the right type of person.
You is right about that, and a round of applause for that right there. Yes. You are definitely right about that. You have to change yourself, and it's going to take some time. You don't change overnight. You have to take day by day of changing yourself and start to understand that the most important man in your life and that's going to love you in spite of is God. Can you
I agree with you, Miss Atlanta, because as the saying goes, if you keep doing the same thing over and over, you're going to get the same outcome. To get a different outcome, you got to make a change.
That's right.
You got to make a change. And then, you know, a lot of us, you know, we start to sugarcoat things. We start to ignore it like it's not there. You know, we start making excuses because we want to feel a certain way. But the kids, at the end of the day, the kids are being neglected because I done seen it. Woman in the kitchen. She been cleaning, cooking. She doing homework. She multitasking. Everything is going well. And when the dinner is done, she make his plate first. Me, Diva Mary Kay, I disagree. I know you're supposed to take care of your man, and the man is supposed to be the head of the house. But the man is supposed to be doing his job to be the head. A man's job for me is to provide, protect, and present new opportunities. That's his job. But before anybody eats, them kids is supposed to eat. Then he eat. Then you eat. And why he can't cook for you sometimes?
Exactly.
Why he can't do? Why he can't help you out? Why he can't play? You know, why y'all can't switch positions for that day and him cook? If he don't know how to cook, come on, baby, in the kitchen with me. If you love me, you will get it together. Make some oodles and noodles and some hot dogs and frames. Do what you do. But help me because I need help. And a lot of times, it's a lot of arguments that come up in a relationship with that, and then we're arguing in front of the children. The children are learning to argue. Like, argue and be mean. This is where they're getting it from. When they go to school, you get that phone call. Oh, such and such and such, the attitude is out of control. He or she don't want to listen or whatever. And you're like, I don't know what she getting that from. That's because you blinded yourself.
Right.
They got it from right in the home. That's why, you know, the point was made that we can't blame these games for our kids dying out here because not for nothing, we sending our kids out there to the street. I know the world is not picture perfect and that, you know, we're going to have that every parent has is two parents in a home or every relationship worked out. But if you take your relationship and your situation to the Lord first, I guarantee you, you would get the amazing results, y'all. Amazing. I definitely want y'all to call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Now that I'm actually live right here on Diva Squad Radio ENT, and I'm live on Diva Squad TV, you can see the queen doing her thing. I have decided, Crystal and Terry, for the year, I'm going to address all my ladies as queen. Good morning, queen. Hi, queen. Everybody.
Hi, queen. How y'all doing?
Hey. I have decided that I'm going to address everybody as queens because I think that somewhere along the way we forgot that we were queens. Because we are, and we deserve to be treated like one. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and now tune in live to Diva Spy Radio. And see, let's get into this hot music, and when we get back, we're going to get back on the topic and more hot mess news, y'all. Let's go.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away.
Yeah.
Those who call but late know the world ain't kicked. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course, when you D up and on their horse. Kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad.
one blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again, a hooligan, no need to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress, we don't smoke less. I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies before the best.
Hey, Block Park TV, what's going on with y'all?
Yes, bless you if you represent the fool, but I hex you with some witches fool if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy, believe me, my niggas give me heebie-jeebie. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come. Can't hide, gonna find you and take it slowly. You can run away from these styles I got, oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot, oh yeah. Anyway, so my whole crew gonna know, oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag, oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, Dreadlock Roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, two lies, do or die. Talk me high, only for fly with my poop from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm cash.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Woman's to Woman's Riz Day, and ready or not, here we come. Yes, we definitely getting it in. This is a show where we keep God first, family second, and career third. This is Diva empowering Diva, Mama empowering Mama, Woman empowering Woman, Girl empowering Girl. This is how we get it in each and every day, and we talking about the topic today. I have a very, very special woman in the building with us by the name of Terry Clay. She is a well-known motivational speaker, and she is going to talk to us today about knowing your purpose. Y'all got to check her out because she is a very powerful woman, and it's so great that queens can come together and network so we can bring it to y'all raw. I'm going to give her a round of applause right now. Oh, wow. Terry, what is going on? Knowing that purpose, man, welcome to the show.
Say what now?
I said knowing our purpose in life is so important, and letting go of baggage. Ah.
Exactly. And, you know, one thing I want to, I just kind of thought, I guess God gave this to me today, is that sometimes what you go through, it all works together for His good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had that baggage. And when you talked about, you know, people in relationships, you know, earlier, that was my story. I've picked rotten hope. I've been with the, stayed in mesh over and over and over again. But it all works together for good. And I'm for my life, just tell you how that is, how it all came together and all came together for my purpose. And that's the same for us all.
Mm-hmm.
But it all started when I was 14 years old, and at 14 years old, I met this guy that I thought was just so fine, and but he was older than me.
It's always the farm ones. It's always the farm.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And he was 4 years older than me, and but my mother said, you know, I was really too young to date, 14, you know. And so me being who I was, bullheaded, I decided to date him anyway. So I kind of snuck and date him, and really I got away with it for a year. And but the Bible says, "What? Be sure your sins will find you out." Mm. And so. At 15, I got pregnant.
Yeah, it
so,
is.
You know,
not
I was
that.
Had
yeah.
to tell my mother
wow.
that I was dating this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up having the baby. And, you know, after that, my mother just allowed me to date him because, you know, after that, what's the stopping it going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went on to get pregnant with, but I remember... At 16 years old, I remember he was alcoholic when I was 16. So I say he was, you know, 20 years old. He's already alcoholic. And I remember one day, and this is what we were talking about. There are things you see early on in relationships, and you should use them as red flags. And this was my red flag, and I didn't take it. But I remember one day he was drunk, and we were outside of his house, and he was just playing, quote-unquote, kicking me in the butt. And even though it was joking, it was hard. And I remember his brother saying, "Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that girl like that?" But he was laughing. But if you really look at it now, I mean, me at 15 didn't see this, but I'm talking about now. These were signs, red flags to leave, to get out. Because it was a sign of abuse right there. But I did not leave, and I did not see the signs. I was a very, you know, I was raised in a church, kind of naive person, you know. And so me being that naive person, I didn't see it. I just laughed and, you know, and went on. And so, like I said, I had at 18 years old, I had had two children by that time, and we had moved into an apartment. And this is when he started hitting on me. And like I said, my mother knew the guy wasn't right. And I went through abuse from 18 to 21. And at 21, the guy, virtually, the Bible says the Lord would take care of babies and food. And so even though I did not leave him, he left me at 21. He found another woman that he saw better than me and so on and so forth. And when he dumped me, I thought it was the worst thing ever. And, you know, he put us on a Greyhound bus, sent us back to Kentucky. We were living in Memphis. And I was just horrified. But within a few months, I realized that he had really done me a favor. And when I had realized he had done me a favor, that's when he realized he had made a mistake. And he tried to come back. And, fortunately, at that point, I was like, no. And so, but by the time he left me, we had had four children. I had had two girls and two boys. And so the next step in my life was I was then on welfare. I had been homeless during this period. By 21, I had been homeless. I had lived in two homeless shelters. I had lived in a domestic violence center. And so life had been hard just in 21 years, but really all precipitated by my choices. And my choices not listen to my mother, all self-inflicted drama. And so... I went back to Kentucky, but I knew that I had to get. I was on welfare, and I said I gotta get some kind of way get off of this. So I went to school, and I went to school for nursing. And nursing for me, this is the deal here. Nursing for me, for school for me, college, it's hard for me. I have a hard time in school, and I can study 3-4, you know, hours a week, a day. Over and over, go to tutoring and still come out with a C in a class or a D in a class. And but because I have one thing, God doesn't let you have one failure without giving you something else. Because I am that way, he also gave me push and drive and persistent and a make it happen attitude that no matter what, I'm going to succeed. So because I had that in me, I passed classes. I would take a class over and over. Three times I failed, I'd take it over again. So I failed classes, my prerequisites over and over. I failed chemistry three times. I mean, I failed a lot of classes, but I went on to graduate. And so it took me 10 years to become a nurse. After becoming a nurse, it took me 10 years. I also was lied on in nursing school. I failed nursing two times. It was just a big, long journey. And I finally graduated after 10 years. And then after 10 years, 3 months later, now this is where it ties in with purpose. 3 months later, I realized that this was not my purpose.
Mm.
So I just experienced all of that for what I thought, nothing. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, why did I realize that I wasn't supposed to be a nurse? And why did I know, you know, it was just that, you know, the purpose-driven life was out, and I had been reading that book, and it just kind of like a light bulb hit that I was made for a purpose and that nursing wasn't my purpose. And I knew this because I had signs, and these are signs for people not walking in your purpose. If you're going to work, and when you go to work, you're counting down the hours, or you're at work, and you're dreading going to work, or you know, it's night, and you're looking like, oh, my gosh, I got to go to work in the morning. You're probably not, your job is probably not conjunction with your purpose, because
exactly.
You should not feel that way. And that's the way I felt with that job, and I knew within 3 months that I had no way I could do this nursing thing forever. And then I asked God to tell me what my purpose was. Well, I thought God was just going to say, I thought I was going to pray, God, tell me my purpose, and then I was going to say, he was going to say, oh, your purpose is this, this, this. Well, no, you know, he didn't work like that, no. So what he did, he let me continue working as a nurse and just for 1, 2, 3 years. And finally, the third year, I saw a sermon by T.D. Jakes, and he said, if you look along the course of your life, you'll see inklings of your purpose.
Yes.
And that's what made me start saying, oh, who am I? What are people already saying about me? What do I already do? And I realized I was a motivator. I was an encourager. The things that I do as a motivational speaker is who I already was. I have a friend that sometimes she listens to me on the radio shows, and she said, you talk just like you talk on the phone. It's not any different. So this is already who I am. I'm a natural at it because this is what I was made to do. And what I was telling you in the beginning, how your purpose, people overcome through their testimony, and your purpose is all this stuff happens to me. And when the Bible says it all works together for your good, all those things that happen along the course of my life is now my testimony to help others be great. So, see, it was not in vain. It all worked together for good because now I can help people in domestic violence. I can help somebody who has been homeless. I can help somebody who has a hard time at school and tell her, you ain't got to give up. You can do this. All ties together with purpose. So that's my story.
You're definitely right there. And I thank you so much for sharing your story. And I love what you say, it all ties to purpose. And a lot of us, we be so caught up like, oh, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, and this and this and that and so forth, and I'm going to be rich and this and stuff, and that may not be what God has called you for.
Exactly.
That may not be your purpose. You're going to be struggling, stressing, messing, fussing, cussing, busting for something that's not even yours anyway. That's why you got to start getting open and getting honest and letting God talk to you. But God can't talk to you when you're running and going to get the kids. He can't talk to you when you are caught up with what's going on in the house and the bills and your man and you cooking. He can't talk to you then. He talks to you when you're quiet, when you're silent,
exactly. When
you're meditating. He want to have your undivided attention, and it's so important, us as women, that's why I do this Women to Women's Wednesday. Us as women, we have to get close and connected to the Lord because we endure so much stuff. Like we give of ourselves, and when it's time for us to receive, we start looking around like, is that for me?
Exactly.
Am I supposed to get that? We so used to bearing stuff that we need to just say, you know what, devil, move. Move right up out of my life, man. And when I'm speaking about that, when I say move, I want to give y'all some inspirational music coming from the Dream Girl soundtrack. It's called Move. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We getting it in, y'all.
I got me a Cadillac.
Hello? Yeah.
ladies and gentlemen, the Apollo Theater continues our legendary talent contest with the delicious, the delectable, the defiant Dreamer.
Mama, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. That was the girl from the Dream Girl soundtrack, Move. I love that movie. That's one of my favorite movies. Move right out of my life and work your thing out.
That's mine too. That's one of my favorites.
I love Dream Girls. Like, I can watch it over and over again. Dream Girls, Cadillac Records. Like, I can watch it over and over again. It's just so great for me. It's just one of those movies that you can just constantly watch over and over again. But I play this song because we need to start saying move. And not only do we need to start telling the devil in situations to move, we need to move. See, a lot of times you think you're going through some hard times, you're depressed, you're stressed, you can't seem to get your emotions together. You aggravated. You don't have the energy that you used to have. You saying to yourself, I ain't the woman that I used to be. You know, ain't nothing going on with me. You got to start getting rid of that baggage. Start taking off them clothes, them coats. Take it off and you got to stay moving. When you get that weight off of you, then you got to move. You got to encourage yourself. Because we keep asking for blessings and praying for blessings and not realizing that we already blessed. We already got the victory. Now, how is it that you're going through all this pain and all this struggling and all this depression and all this aggravation, right? You're going through all this. You can't seem to get it together. Now, just imagine when you give your life over to God. You think you're going through something now? Yeah, right. See, when you give yourself over to God and you know, it's a process. It's not just to just happen one day because God wants to see that you're faithful. Just like you want your man to be faithful, God wants you to be faithful to him. But when you start doing that, you're going to be able to start removing some things in some barriers in your way that you was holding yourself up, like drinking, smoking, sex, your attitude. See, these are the things that's holding you up and you're willingly doing it. Nobody comes and make you drink a shot or some gin. Nobody make you smoke a blunt. Nobody make you snort dope or shoot a needle. Those are all self-inflicted things. But it's what you're going to choose to do, and you got to know your purpose, what's your will. If you're a great communicator, if people always calling you up for advice to tell you their problem, you are an encourager. You are a person that can motivate people, miss motivated. Miss Motivation, and people calling you all the time and telling you they problems, they calling you up with their pity party, and you always counseling them, you always want to make people feel good, you always want to look out for people, you are Miss Motivation. That's you. Now, if you're one of them people that, you know, you take charge of the situation, you know who to go to, you can make some calls to help some people out, you know, everybody calling you because you got the hookup with the jobs and the schools, that's Miss Independent. You have a title, and you can get a blessing, but you just got to accept it because nobody's going to make you get your blessing. You got to go and get it yourself. I'm sorry. If you have a palette, then use it, ladies. Now, I want to touch on, we doing God first. I want to touch on a family thing, some fun things that we can do with the kids. I definitely want to incorporate the kids because I feel like it's so necessary. Now, with the kids, when you in the kitchen cooking, divas, and go grab another diva. Go grab another diva. I'm going to give you a few seconds because we all need to hear this. It's so important. When you in the kitchen cooking, let them kids come in and cook with you. Even down to little man and little mama that's on the floor making a mess. This is how you can keep them busy. You get you some flour, a little bit of water, mix it up, dip it in a little bit more flour and make a dough out of it. Sit them over in the corner or at the table in the corner somewhere at their little table and let them feel like they cooking with you because you're doing some good stuff here. Not only are you spending time with the kids, but you're making them independent. Now, if you got a 6 or 7 year old and, you know, you got the box of stuffing or macaroni and cheese, and even if you're doing it, making a homemade homemade baked macaroni and cheese, You want to make them seem like they helping you. So when you got that bag of noodles, and you be like, oh, man, I need 2 cups of noodles. You got the measuring cup on the counter, and you got the bag of noodles. You can say to your little man or your little diva, say, could you show me where the 2 is on the measuring cup so I can get 2 cups of noodles? After they show you, let them pour it. See, the good thing about what you're doing right now, you're spending time. You teaching them how to read, and you teaching them how to measure at the same time, and also they learning how to cook, and you making them independent.
Right.
We want to keep the kids in the kitchen with us, and after the kitchen, we want to bring it to the dinner table because so many times, and not even so many times, like nowadays, and you know, Terry, I know you can definitely touch and agree on this. Nobody is eating at the dinner table no more. What's up with that?
Right. I think a lot of times, though, that they just, it's like now people watch TV and, you know, everybody's in a rush trying to make that money.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not putting it all in their family. But I remember when I was a kid, my mother, we sat down and had dinner every night. And that's still the way I raised my kids, you know, for us to have dinner. So I really believe that's an honest, good way to keep the conjunctions and know what's going on with your kids, to talk with them and, you know, just find, get in their business, a way to get in their business. So that really is a way to get back.
Yeah, that is a tax-proof way to get in your kids' business and see what's going on with them. It's so important that you know what's going on with your kids. Otherwise, we're going to lose them.
And you ain't
going to know where you lost them at. You're going to be looking around like, how did this happen? That's because you wasn't paying enough attention to the kids because you're so caught up in the things of the world. See, when we make the things of the world, let me tell y'all something about these jobs, these cars, these front laces, these Jimmy Choo shoes, nails done, hair done, everything done. Let's talk about it. And I'm only saying this because I love my queens. When you make the things of the world your friend and you idolize the things of the world, you make God your enemy. We don't want to make enemies with the Lord because those things are limited. They limited services. They limited joys. They limited pleasures. And we be so caught up on the way our kids look going out the door. Yes, we want them to be clean. Yes, we want them to look nice and presentable. But there's no need for them to have on a $100 outfit if they attitude stinks.
That's right.
How could you, why would I spend my money, $100, on an outfit, shoes, sneakers, everything, when your attitude stinks? Let's think about that. And I say that because I got this great, great story for y'all. And I encourage all my queens to get a go to Barnes & Noble's queens and get y'all a yearly Bible, a personal Bible for you. Something that you read every day. You get the word each and every day. My woman's Bible, it comes from Nina Publishing, and it's called Women of Color Devotional Bible. It's great. But I was reading the word today, and it goes like this. It says, how sweet the smell. And it starts off, it says, setting a fragrant atmosphere in our lives. We want to come from the John, the scripture, John 12:3. It says, then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, was costly, and anointed to the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of anointment. The story goes like this. It says, I'm sorry, baby, but you stink. Your attitude smells. Gladys scolded her daughter, Tasha. And don't roll your eyes at me. You need to check yourself and then rearrange yourself up in here. Gladys continued, fingering at her temple. Now please go to your room. Tasha stormed off in a huff, and her mother continued on the phone conversation Tasha had interrupted. Now, I'm sorry, Janice, that girl is about to drive me crazy. I know, but girl, my house stinks with her attitude, and it's affecting all of us. Well, you know, when Sarah was Tasha's age, she stank too, Janice said, laughing. But Gladys didn't throw your, Gladys, don't throw your daughter away just because she's going through growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
Get out the air freshener. She told her to get the air freshener out because her daughter's attitude stinks. And our kids' attitudes do stink, whether they boys or they girls. Now, the Bible says that Mary took some very costly oil and anointed Jesus through her worship. And the resort filled the house with a fragrance of oil, Janet explained. Gladys, it's going to be costly for you to raise that girl. It's going to cost you everything. But honey, the Lord is accepting your sacrifice. And when you worship him through your tears, your aggravation, your frustration, he will fill your home with a sweet fragrance. The price we pay as godly mothers and women is high. And with our praise, y'all, with our praise and worship, you know them tears that you cry, you know that pain that you feel, you know that worry that you have in your heart? With that makes the praise sweet to God. Just as Mary took her best and anointed Jesus with it, we should give him all of our sacrifices and all of our obedience and raising our kids. We should anoint him with our price that we are paying through the depths of praise and worship. When we do that, he fills our home with fragrances that smell so sweet, it changes the very atmosphere of life. And y'all got to get this. I like what it say right here. Listen up, y'all. It says, praise and worship is the only weapon I know of that will stop the move of the enemy and calm my fears, frustration, and anger. When hell breaks loose in my home, kids fighting, attitudes out of control, the phone is ringing, I call, peace, be still. By running to my CD player, pumping the volume up, and blasting the worship music throughout my home, I call everything and everyone silent and rearranging the atmosphere. That is hot. When your house seems out of control, and when you just frustrated, you done came home from work or from school, and the house look a mess, nobody cooked nothing, nobody cleaned up nothing, instead of yelling, and going off and going to go get the belt to tear it up all up in there, put some gospel music on. Put your favorite gospel song on. Because you got to get some peace within you. Because that stress is going to kill you. And a lot of us don't know that worry is a sin. It's a sin to worry. But through your sacrificing and through you worship up and praying God in the good times and in the bad times, even the small things. Small things. I broke my nail. I stubbed my foot. Lord, I know you're going to take care of it. I ain't got to worry about the things ahead. Jesus promised he's going to take care of me. Because we start going off on our kids, and it really don't even really be the kids. It be something that we was mad about before we even got to the kids. It's some stuff that we got in the inside of us that we facing, and we take it out on our children. So before you start blacking out on your kid and threatening your kid and going in on your kid, try to take some time to see the beautiful colors of the Lord and get some sweet fragrances in your house by giving praise and worship and putting on that gospel music. When you don't want to, when you feel like you can't get up and go to work, or you feel like ain't no food in the house, or the lights is cut off, that's okay. Go to somebody else's house and listen to the music. You know how we do. We'll run a cord in a minute. I ain't going to never say I ain't never ran no cord in nobody's house with no lights that time. And I'm not going to never see, I never been in the shelter. But ain't it about time that you see in color? Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you're on a line right now, press the 1 button so you can add your 2 cents in on this. We about to get into some Mary J. Blige, so I can see in color. Let's go, man.
It took a long time to get to this place, and now that I'm here, no one could ever erase the joy that I feel way down deep inside. The love that I have for me will never die. In color, the first sign of spring, the rose buds are blooming. I got a new song to sing. Yeah, life looks so amazing. I never knew that it could open my eyes. And for the very, very first time, I can see in color. Oh,
Back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. ENT is Woman to Woman's Wednesdays. And I got special guests in the building with me, Terry Clay. We definitely getting it in on tonight, talking about living with some purpose, knowing your purpose. First, know your purpose, and then start to live your purpose. And if you want to find out or get to learn what your purpose is, the first thing you got to do is get connected to God. And I encourage all my women right now to get saved. Get saved. Don't just jump. Hold on. Let me stop. Don't go and jump and just go and get saved. Find you a nice church to go to. Start spiritually feeding yourself. Start understanding the word of God, what he sacrificed. And learn to start thanking him for who he is and not what he does for you. And that's just simple as that. Just start thanking God for who he is and not what he does for you. And you will start to learn what your purpose is, what God has called you is, because you're working at a job right now, or you're probably working and going to school, or you're probably going to school and working two jobs, but you're missing something. And you're not feeling fulfilled, and there's an emptiness, there's a void, and you feel like it's not enough. Because there's something missing. And what's missing is the Lord's blessing over your life. What God wants you to have. What God wants for you. If not, you're going to get caught up in the world of things. And speaking of getting caught up in the world of things, I got some hot mess news for y'all. And for those who don't know what hot mess news is something that Diva Mary Kay has to put on blast and can't go without telling y'all about it, because this could be you. And it says right here, in headlines, it says, evil mom kills hubby and kids to be with lover. It says she smothered children, then stabbed spouse 92 times with a samurai sword. Do y'all hear me? She stabbed him 92 times with a samurai sword. And she smothered her kids to be with the lover. Let's get into the story. It says, Maylene Williams was tired of being a wife and a mother, so she grabbed a samurai sword and a pillow and set out to change her life. The 31-year-old witness wedded
a sword draftily slashing and stabbing her 27-year-old husband, Neil, an incredible 92 times as the life drained out of him, said authorities. And she used the pillow to smother their adorable children, Devon, 7, and Ian, 3 years old, as they slept peacefully in their beds. She's got to be America's most evil mom, Neil mother Jane Williams told the Inquirer. This is coming from the National Inquirer, y'all. It says Maylene and her maintenance worker husband had been married 7 years and lived with their 2 little boys in Rolling Heights, California. His boys were the life of his life, said the devastated Jan, 53 years old. That's his mother. Devon was a wonderful little boy. Everybody loved him. At his school, there was a special needs child that was being mainstream. Devon would take him by the hand and show him what to do. He was the boy who brought other kids to the office that scraped their knee. Dottie's dad, Neil, loved to take Devon with him to watch the Los Angeles Dodgers play baseball. The youngster wanted to pitch for the team when he grew up. But while Neil adored his boys and often read them bedtime stories, his wife was secretly keeping busy with a former high school sweetheart. No, she didn't. She encountered through MySpace.com. They had a triad affair, said Pat Koch, a deputy Los Angeles County District Attorney. Maylene decided to kill Neil and the boys because she wanted to start a fresh life with her boyfriend, according to Koch. Her husband collected swords and other medieval weapons, and Maylene chose an extremely sharp one to kill him. See, y'all? See how things can get caught up? Unfortunately, Maylene is going to jail because she wanted to have and start over a fresh life. Now, if she would have took all her situations and her concerns to the Lord, she probably wouldn't have had that problem. Not even probably. I know she wouldn't have had that problem. It wouldn't have got that deep. And she ran into a high school sweetheart on MySpace. She could have just left. I want to get your opinions on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And once you get on the line, press the 1 button to give your opinion about Maylene killing her husband. He was 27 years old, a nice-looking white man. 2 beautiful boys. She killed him, stabbed him 92 times with a samurai sword. Terry, what you think about that right there?
I think that is something else. Wow.
She just went postal. Like,
yeah, she did.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say about it.
She definitely went postal. Maybe, you know, even with the meditation, let's think about all the demonic things that came to her mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just in awe.
And then it's more to the story as mainly slicing her husband fell down. I see another piece here. It says, how the heck did she think we'll think he committed suicide when he suffered 92 wounds? Warden Sergeant Wells. She tried to tell them that her husband committed suicide, y'all.
What? No, she was crazy.
She was crazy. Oh, here it is. It says, I've dealt with 40 to 50 homicides at least, but this case is without a doubt the most horrific I've handled. Veteran L.A. County Homicide Detective Donald Walls told the Inquirer. In a bizarre twist, the killer mom clean herself up after her bloody rampage and went out to party with her co-workers at TGIF Friday's restaurant. Unbelievably, she wrote a note on Neil's computer hoping investigators would be fooled into concluding it was a suicide note he left. Yeah, she is two types of crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
That is two types of crazy. I am blown. Oh, unbelievable. Un-freaking-believable. You wanted to be with your MySpace sweetheart?
He probably living at home with mama. You had a man, a husband, not just a man. She had a husband that adored his two boys.
His two boys, he came home, he took care of them, he read them bedtime stories. And here you are on MySpace with your new boo.
Right.
You could have just laughed, Maylene. He's an all-American white man, and she's a Korean woman.
That was just unnecessary.
It was just unnecessary. And then you have to take the kids with you. What is it with that? Like, and I want to ask my queens this, man. What is it with when we get into a situation and we get mad? Now we want to make everybody else miserable. We have a BS and start going off. And then start talking to the other people like, and you ain't did nothing for me either. You ain't did this. You ain't did that. Just start having a rampage.
It's not that serious. Meditate, ladies. Meditate. And with these feelings that we're feeling,
I love that word feeling.
Because the good things about feelings, you feel them and they pass. If me and you got into a big argument today and I hurt your feelings is going to be hurt. But tomorrow,
right.
If you go wake up and you hit the lottery, you are not going to care about what I said to you. I'm $1 million richer. I don't care about Diva Mary Kay hurting my feelings. So what? Yeah, right. But let's feel these feelings and deal with them and get through them. Don't try to cover them up. Don't try to medicate them. Don't try to medicate them through these depression pills. Don't go to your doctor and say, oh, I'm depressed. I need some pills. And I don't understand how that works either. You go to the doctor and say you're depressed. You know you're depressed, but you think these pills, it's still a mental state of fact. I'm depressed, so I need some pills. And I take these pills, I'm not depressed no more.
And you know what? With those type of things, you really could depend on God to deliver you from things like that. Because if you ask God to help you and deliver you, He can do those things. He can deliver you from depression. He can heal you from that. You know, He's a healer. So
He's definitely a healer. And just imagine if that doctor been prescribing you aspirin all this time. And one day he said, you know what? You was really never depressed. Like, I didn't really give you anything. I've been giving you aspirin this whole time.
Exactly.
Or, you know, you did it on your own. You did your mental state of your own. You did it on your own. You really didn't need those pills. And we become dependent on things that we don't want to feel, that we don't want to deal with. We start drinking. We start smoking. I did it too. I was depressed for 10 years and didn't even really know it until I hit rock bottom. It had to take me to end up in a shelter with nothing, with two bags and this women's Bible. My family didn't know. The ones that didn't know is the ones that I kept in contact with, but everybody else didn't know what was going on with me. I was smoking blunt after blunt after blunt after blunt after blunt, and I only hang around people that smoke weed. I only hung around people that had weed. I only had dudes on my team that I really wanted to rock with because they sold drugs, and I could buy it from them. You know, some people, places, and things. I hung around people, drug dealers. Because not only was I smoking weed, I was making money at the same time selling it. How you going to sell weed if you're smoking? That's a contradiction within itself. And I end up hitting rock bottom because I didn't want to deal with my son, father dying, my mother dying, my first love dying, my grandmother dying. I didn't want to talk to nobody about it. I wanted to smoke it away. And the dude that I was with, he was all right with it because she buying the weed, I'm buying weed, we smoking, we cool. We was only friends because we shared a common interest. We both smoke weed. But when the weed was gone, we was gone.
Right.
I
got to tell you something. I didn't realize your show was so long. I have another appointment
That's
in
fine.
About 8 minutes.
And, that's fine. Because I got to get out of here before I got early. Survival. I got to get survival. I'm actually, we got about 6 minutes left in the show, so I'm about to get off a little bit early because I'm going to revival tonight, y'all. I'm going to go get revived. I'm going back to church.
But I would like to leave my website address in case anybody wants to talk with me a little further.
Yes.
And it's
yes,
www.terryinspires.com. And, you know, we can disconnect or anything like that. Or you can find me on Facebook or anything. So.
No problem. So thankful for you coming through. And we definitely going to have you on the show again so we can talk about the good things that you're doing with the kids.
I didn't get to tell you, but let me tell them about the website so they can look it up at least. I have a nonprofit, but you all can get the information on the website. It's www.steppin.org. Check it out, and you know, just you can leave me a note if you want to talk further about it or anything, or leave a donation or whatever. You just send it in the inbox, or you know, you can contact me, and we'll talk some more about it.
No problem, Tara. Thank you for coming on the show, and you be blessed.
Have me on. I appreciate being here.
No problem. Yeah, you definitely got to check out Terry Clay. You definitely got to check out her website, and you can actually Google her, and all the information will come up about Stepping Out of the Box. She has a great organization, what she do with the youth and the children. She's Stepping Out of the Box is all about taking the kids around different places in the world so they can see out of the hood and see different cultures, different things, different way to look at life. And, you know, what we do is we all work together, and y'all definitely need to check out the website and check out what she's doing and donate so we can get these kids out of the inner city and into the world. They think that, you know, because they live in whatever state that they live in, that's the end, and that's not true. So y'all definitely want to check her out. I'm so thankful for her for coming through. She's a great motivational speaker. And if you definitely want to talk to her more, and she got YouTube videos too. Check out her YouTube video. She is a very powerful woman, and God has called her to do some great things. And that's why I was so blessed to have her on the show tonight. I'm about to get out of here, y'all, as well, so I can get my additional feeding on. Now, just remember, God only asks you for 10% of your time. And 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. You have made the commitment on today to at least spend an hour and a half with me, and I'm so, so, so thankful. And if you want to give your shout-outs right now before we get out of the show, press the 1 button so I can open y'all up live on the line while I look for some outro music. Oh, it's my joint right here, Anthony Hamilton. Big shout out to Anthony Hamilton. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I want to just say much peace, blessings, and love with y'all. Make sure y'all stay tuned in with me tomorrow. I will be doing tomorrow night is Feed the Wolves, Diva Edition. We're going to have Domination live in the building. It's his birthday, and we're going to be playing cuts from his Kingdom mixtape that he dropping tomorrow. We're going to be playing it live on the show, and we definitely getting it in. And on top of that, I got a special, special surprise on the show for Damo tomorrow. So y'all make sure y'all tune in, 6 p.m. on the west and 9 p.m. on the east. We definitely getting in. We feeding the woods with that hip-hop history. Make sure you encourage yourself and keep God first. And if a hater or some situation that you're going through coming against you, people talking about you, people trying to form weapons against you, let them know, I'm not going to tell my God how big my problems is, but tell my problems how big my God is. I'm out, y'all. Keep God first, family second, and career third.
I can't stay away from you too long. Even if I do, I'll always call. Checking on you, make sure you're okay. Be the one to brighten up your day. Yeah, yeah. And the point of it all, I love you.
the point of it all, I love.